This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 29th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, skies are mostly clear with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect time to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, IDF, Chief Lieutenant Gen, Ayel Zamir, praises the Lebanon deal and assures that Israel is prepared to resume action against Hezbollah and Iran from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports just recently on the fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire facing challenges as technical teams prepare to meet in Doha, despite Tehran's uncertainty over the talks. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes the IDF marks 1,000 days since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, with a solemn situation assessment earlier today. Separately, I-24 News highlights that the IDF chief describes this moment as a strategic crossroads after 1,000 days of combat, earlier this hour. And finally, Axios provides a behind-the-scenes look at how a shared fear of Iran led to an Israel-Lebanon deal from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global, a major news outlet, posted minutes ago about the fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire as the Doha talks approach, noting the uncertainty surrounding the meeting. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, wrote earlier today on Israel's recognition of the Armenian genocide, suggesting political motives behind the decision. Al Arabiya English reports that Lebanon's foreign minister, Youssef Raghi, emphasizes the need for Israeli withdrawal and the consolidation of military control under the Lebanese state from earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF chief's comments on the Lebanon deal. JNS reports Lieutenant General Ayel Zamir affirmed Israel's readiness to maintain peace while being prepared to counter Hezbollah and Iran. This deal comes after intense negotiations, reflecting the strategic importance of stability in the region. It signals a cautious optimism for reducing tensions. Turning to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, Ynet highlights the upcoming technical discussions in Doha. Despite Tehran's hesitancy, these talks aim to solidify a peace framework following recent military escalations. The outcome of these discussions could significantly impact diplomatic relations and regional peace efforts. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers the IDF's commemoration of 1,000 days since the onset of the Israel-Hamas conflict. The ceremony honored fallen soldiers and reassessed current strategies. This milestone underscores the prolonged nature of the conflict and the ongoing commitment to security. In a related development, I-24 News reports that IDF Chief Zamir has identified this period as a strategic crossroads. His remarks underline the critical decisions facing military and political leaders. The direction chosen could reshape future conflict dynamics. And finally, Axios offers an inside look at the Israel-Lebanon negotiations, driven by mutual concerns over Iran. The four-day talks underscore the complexity of Middle Eastern diplomacy, where shared threats can foster unexpected alliances. The deal potentially paves the way for more comprehensive regional cooperation. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Elementor, a website development company, is laying off about 30% of its workforce in a move to adapt to the AI era. This follows similar cuts at Wix, signaling a broader tech industry shift in Israel. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the IDF's new compact radar systems deal to counter explosive drones. This development is crucial for enhancing troop safety and operational readiness. And finally, CTEC notes that Elementor's job cuts aim to reset the company for advancements in AI technology. This move reflects wider industry trends of integrating AI to remain competitive. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.